ריש חופרס, סיף י"ג. אף על פי שאין פסחים בנהלת, פסחים מתנאי נהלת, כגי מי שנודע בנוזי רכילים שחורב הבייס, וחורב אין פסחים אלי מהרילו יותאיתו שחורב הבייס, כלום הוא יסנניר. אבל פסחים לימר, אילו בודום בשעס הנדע, והויום משקר, ואילה שבאיס אישו חורב הבייס, כלום הוא יסנניר. וכן קוקאיצס. וכן קוקאיצס. So the question is, why does the Torah distinguish between a case where the Nidia would have become deterred from making the nether of Nizires as a result of a suggestion by a friend of his that the Beis Hamikdash might become Chorev soon, so then it cannot be used as a Pesach but in the case where he would be deterred from making nether of Nizires as a result of a false, deceptive information. What difference does it make? So apparently it seems that the Torah agrees with the Lomdes of the Rosh. In other words, that whether it is considered Nilad Amotsu or not Nilad Amotsu, so we don't have to consider it from the point of view of most people, of what significance is the mentality of other people. You see how the Torah explains it. So he says, if he said Kedem Shaninanali Plaini, we shall nichnes libayis plaini, vinase easy plaini talmud choche. So in Peshilai Mariu Yodato Shiose plaini talmud choche, or easy bayis bisamedresh, or easy nadia, we shall be Pesach nekaneda mikore, u Pesach kosei neikre, shafi moyomale easy alibay. So in other words, you only consider his own point of view. That not whether other people in his situation, in his circumstances, would be nimna or not nimna. So the Torah agrees with the Rosh that motzu or not motzu is to be considered not from the point of view of the thinking, the mentality of most people, of the average person, but from the point of view of this individual neder, and even though he is peculiar, his mentality is altogether different than the mentality of all other people. But we have to consider it from the point of view of this individual neder, But the Torah holds his chilik and the Rosh on one point. According to the Rosh, so the fact that the Neidea would have been deterred from taking the Neder of Nizires as a result of his suggestion that the Beis Hamikdash might become Chorev, so is not so. So according to the Rosh, it is a good barometer of the individual Neder's mentality. And according to the Torah, the fact that the Neder would be deterred as a result of his suggestion that the Beis Hamikdash might become Chorev is not a good indicator of the individual Neder's point of view. Why? Because there are certain people who are pessimists. So that doesn't mean that a pessimist is just has different predictions than the optimist. It doesn't mean that. It only means that the pessimist is cheshish for echshosher echeike more than the optimist. So in other words, let's say certain people, they'll spend maybe. I'm not talking about a real gambler. I mean, I'm talking a normal person who is not a gambler. So they'll spend, let's say, a certain amount of money in order to buy a sweepstake. Why? Because they'll have a possibility that they'll win $500,000 or $1 million. Even though from the point of view of probability, it's very remote that Dafke, this person who buys the sweepstake, will win. Why? Because they are optimists. So, and other people will not spend, at most they'll spend a quarter, but they'll not spend $50 in buying the sweepstake for the remote possibility of winning $1 million. Why? So does it mean that the one who is ready to spend, so he foresees that he'll win, and the one who is not ready to spend doesn't foresee that? No. The person who is ready to spend, so for him, even a remote possibility has enough chashivas to be motivated by it. And the person who doesn't want to spend, so the remote possibility does not have sufficient chashivas to become motivated by it. You see, there are certain people who refuse to go by pledge. Why? Because they are afraid. And there is such a possibility. And the other people were not afraid. Does it mean that the one who is afraid, so he predicts, in his prediction, an airplane crash, Rahman al-Islam, is more likely than it is in the prediction of the person who is not afraid to fly? No. Certain people become motivated only by a good possibility, but not by a remote possibility. So Mimele, the two holds, and he's chelik on the rosh. So even, let's say, if let's say Bezn asks him, suppose a friend of yours would have come to you at the time when you are preparing yourself to take a letter of Nizires, and he would have suggested to you, listen, what are you doing? You know, it seems that Bris HaMikdash might become Choreb within the next few months. How can you take it? And he says, oh, I'm not going to take a letter of Nizires. So according to the Rosh, it's a good indicator of from his point of view, this is in over amot. But according to the Torah, no, it's not a good indicator. Because the reason as to why he would have become deterred as a result of his suggestion that the Bris HaMikdash might become choreb within the next few months is because he's the kind of a person who allows himself to be swayed by a remote possibility. So that doesn't mean that from his individual point of view, it is Dovah Amot. Masheikei, Ibezn tells him. And of course, all this can only apply if the Neidir is a very truthful person. I mean, that's mentioned in the Rishayim. In other words, if Bezin has any choshes that the Neidir is not very truthful and he says things that are not really true, so then Bezin cannot be mad. But so if, let's say, when Bezin asks him and says, suppose at the time you took the Neidir, you were considering, you decide, you were preparing yourself to take a letter of Nizires, somebody would have come to you and said, didn't you hear the last news? Only yesterday, Bris HaMikdash was gone. And if he would have believed you, this would be a good barometer of the mentality and the point of view of this individual. That's why he says, Avo Pesachim B'tnai Neilet, Leimalei, Yilu Bo'odom B'shas HaNeder, Yeh Mishakelach. Not if Bo'odom and he would just make a prediction. I predict ויהיים השני שישו חורה ובייס חלומו יסנדיה וכל קייצר. And the Mechaber also passed and slide the two. Now, there is in this Indian of Peschim Becharote or Ein Peschim Becharote, so we saw several different pshatim. The pshat of the Rashbo is that Mandoma, who says Peschim Becharote, holds that Charote itself can be used as a ground for a Torah Snedor, for a Torah Sneder, even without Pesach. And the Mandoma who says, in Pesach Mecharote, it cannot be used. It cannot be used. So, the Rashi in Dori, he explains that Pesach Mecharote, that Pesach Mecharote means that Bezin can initiate the matter, can initiate the matter, and can even lead him to it. And in place of Mecharote, so he must take the initiative, and he must mention it to Bezin. But Bezin cannot initiate the matter. What do you mean Bezin cannot initiate? Does it mean that it's an Isa? There is no Isa. It means if Bezin does initiate the matter, and Bezin leads him to it, so then the Hatorah is not effective. So, Kosomar in Pesach Mecharote, Sheichochom Rashoye Lifteach, Vilei Malei, Loi Nodat Anayted Hochek, Daminu Lekamon, Ela Neide Hu Yischar Yitchilo, Viyivtach Viyei Malei, Loi Daas Kei Nodati, Vihu Pesach Tchilo Mecharote. In other words, the charote must come from within the person. But if the charote is really manipulated by the chochem, so then it's not a real charote because it doesn't come from within his heart. He was led to it. This is how Rashi says. Then Rashi Lidon. Then Rashi Neirevim, so he explains the machlekes in the reverse, because according to the Ran and most Rishenim, so if we say, Ein Peschim Becharote, so Yarmach, Ein Peschim Becharote, Yarmekil, according to Rashi Neirevim, Peschim Becharote, so Yarmach. What it means, Peschim Becharote? That means that you have to join a Pesach to the Charot. And if, let's say, in other words, so what can be used as a ground for a Chochem? If there is a combination of Pesach and Charot, and the so Yitzimach, and the Mandoma who says in Peschim Becharote, you don't have to join Pesach to Charote. So in other words, that means that Charote by itself is a Meikil, that Mandoma, who says in Pesach Charote. You don't need to join Pesach to Charote, the combination of Pesach Charote. So that Charote by itself is a ground. So maybe it follows, even though Rashi Neirevim doesn't say it, but it follows that Pesach by itself is also a ground. But they call it Mandoma Pesach to Charote. So Charote by itself is not a ground, and Pesach by itself is not a ground. Only the combination of it. Only the combination of it. Now then, Rabbi Yisek Prasheya, the Mordechai Shmuis mentions. So his shita is, it's similar to the Rashi Neirevim. But according to the Rashi Neirevim, it appears that that's the machlekes between the Mandoma Pesach Mecharote and Pesach Mecharote. So it's according to the Mandoma that. According to Mandoma, that Pesachim Mecharote, so only the combination of Pesach and Charote is a ground. One by itself, without the other, is not a ground. According to Mandoma, in Pesachim Mecharote, So we don't have to resort to the combination. So Harotah by itself, Memele it follows, Pesah by itself. According to Rabbi Yisrael Priyosheya, according to Sheya, all the Mandomas agree that in order to be a ground for a Torah Schochem, there must be a combination of Pesach and Chavoteh. There must be a combination of Pesach and Chavoteh. But the Machlekes is whether the Pesach of Idovar HaNeilat, that is Motzu, can be Mitzurev with Chavoteh as a ground for a Torah Schochem. But everybody agrees, both Mandomas. So Mandoma who says space in the Chavoteh, he means that the Pesach in the Neilad HaMotzu can be joined to Chavoteh. And the Mandoma who says in Pitzim Chavoteh, so the Pesach of the Neilad HaMotzu cannot be joined to Chavoteh. That's the Pshat of Rabbi Yisrael Priyosheya here. Now there is another Pshat. There's the read for here, Nidor. Now let's see the read for Nidor. Now the read from the beginning of the third period. Kosovar in Pesach b'charot. Or Rav Yisei Masel Hashmaitze. B'hai Mishne. Om Rav Yilom Rav Asi. In Chochom Adol Kenabon Nidor. Pshiru is the Efsulu in Pesach b'yaum. Shaloi b'charot. Abu Dal Nidor Alon Lui Boi Shal. Kenaroch. Kosovar in Pesach b'charot. Shu Pesach Kal. Shu Pesach Kal. Elo b'Pesach Achim. In other words, according to the Ritvo, that's the unique shite of the Ritvo. Everybody agrees that without a Pesach, you cannot be matter. There must be Pesach. Why? Because the basis of a Torah Nidorim is Toes. The Chochem, even though it's not Toes, ab initio, but through the Het HaChochem, it becomes Toes. So the Mele, it must be what's the usual pattern of toys? Had I known, I wouldn't have done it. Let's say somebody sells, let's say in Kinyonim toys, somebody sells a behemoth, and then it turns out that the behemoth at the time of the sale, of the purchase, was afflicted with tuberculosis. So it's a moon. So it's a toys. Because had he known, had Lekeach known that it had, that the behemoth had tuberculosis, he wouldn't have bought it. So that's the typical pattern of toys. So Pesach bears a resemblance. In other words, if you knew that this and this circumstance would happen, so would you have taken it? And then, so Mele, it goes without saying, according to the Ritva, that there must be Pesach. And just remorse without the Pesach, then the Chochem cannot be Matya. But the question is whether this kind of Pesach, whether the Chavoteh itself is the basis for the Pesach. Kosova in Pesach in the Chavoteh. Shu Pesach Kal, Elo Pesach Achim. Viravune Sova Pesach in the Chavoteh. Viruches Kavosim. Viroshin Chavoteh Shogo Bifi Hakim. ואין הקל פקין בפירושים. והנוכן הוא, דחרותי שמסחרי תלמיד ראי ויקורי, ואין אשר לימוד הרלמח מסקס, ויהיו אוהי אולי באיזי שור, ויהיו בי שלח שור. נמצא שבחרות אלו היא נשחד איש דובר בנידר לגמרי משעס נידרי עד שעשו לא עושים אלו שנוד על מחמס קאסי ושל יהיו גבלי צער של אחשו ויובה קאסי ונשחר איתל שנוד על מפני הצער המגיע לי וזה הצער אורו הוא יולובי ומשום הוכה חושב פסח קר ומקום לו כפסח הוא שעל מפסח זה שאיבר שאיבר הוא יולב ליב של אחשו ליב המצערי לא יולב וליב דהודאי תיאטי שרין עלי פסח בעלמי יש בנית צוחרות אם נדמן לא אומר הוא סס בייסר מחרות so it's also on the basis of Pesach but the חרות itself is converted into a Pesach but that's a Pesach קל and what's a regular Pesach but not a Pesach קל a Pesach בעלמי יש בנית רדובו שנשחד יש לי גם רעך הנדרי והוא אימר אילו הוא יסי יודע בשעס נדרי שזה הדובו נשחד איש, לא יניסי נדבי, והווה כנדרי טועס. מי הוא אם אומר בשעס נדרי די תהווה, הכל מי באפשר במשחד איש, ואפילו הוכה לא יודע, סולס לי התורה מייקאי. אבל אפשר בפסח הרוטן, ובפסח הרוטן נאמה, ודאי לסגי, לא יודע בשעס נדרי, לראות לצער המחמס נדרי. ודאי תדעו חנדה. אל דרוסיק עדיי תמח מסקסי, דימות אלי כולה היי צערי, דימות להשתי. ומקום מוקים, כאילו יודע מקורת הבני צערי, והצער הגודל רואו לובי, לא יחושי, דובר המשחד יש לגמרי, ומשום הוכה חושי פסח קל. דאב אגב, לא דר עדיי תמצער ישרנו. So in other words, so what is a real Pesach? That is not a controversial thing. That is something new. Now, it doesn't mean something new. Something that objectively didn't exist before. Because on the contrary, if it did exist objectively, so then everybody agrees that it can be used as an element. But it's something new subjective. Something new subjectively. So Mimele, So that is a real Pesach. He had no idea. Now let's say we saw in Gemara Nozir there is a machlekes b'sheni. If somebody took an eder of Nizires and then he found out that his behemoth was stolen, so there is a machlekes between Rashi on one end, Rashi Nozir on one end, Tesis and the Rosh on the other end, according to Rashi. So if it was stolen before he took it off Nizires, so then it can be, then it is Mutar. So according to Rashi, it is Mutar without a Torah Schochem. But according to most Rashi, Tesis Nozir and Rosh Nozir, it's only Mutar al yidei HaTorah Schochem, or the Torah Schochem. So there, now the Torah Schochem, it becomes Torah. Why? Because this is something new. He was laboring under the notion that he had a behemoth. He wouldn't have to spend money to buy behemoths that he'll have to bring upon the completion of his term of his years. And then he found out that he did not have it in his possession, these behemoths. So subjectively, it's not objectively something new, but subjectively, it's a dovah chodosh legamra. Or even if it is objectively chodosh, but if it's a dovah amotzu again. So when is it a real Pesach, a good Pesach according to everybody, if he took an eder and then something new was nischadish, whether objectively, if he took an eder and then something new was nischadish, whether objectively, but it's motzu, or subjectively. So that is a good Pesach. Why? Because then it's Toes. Because had I known that which I didn't know, I wouldn't have taken the letter. Mashen came when he comes to Bez and he says, I took an eder. And at that time, when I took an eder, I didn't imagine, I didn't visualize the extent of the pain, of the anguish that would entail this boy. Now I realize, had I known at that time the extent of the anguish and the pain that this nether would entail, I certainly wouldn't have taken it. So Roman Domar says, this kind of Pesach. So he also uses a Pesach, he mentions a Pesach. But Mandoma, who says in Chizkim Becharote, he says that's a Pesach Kolim. It's not even Pesach. It's a very trivial Pesach. Because a real Pesach is a Pesach in something that is Mishadish Legamre, of which he was completely ignorant at the time of the Neder. He was completely ignorant. Let's say, he didn't know that this person was a Seder. That he didn't know that this person was a big Talmud Chochem. And he took a neder not to have a lawyer from him. You see. Had he known that this person, the Muder, is such a big Talmud Chochem that he is a savior and that you can't live without him, so he wouldn't have taken a neder. He wouldn't have taken a neder. So it's Idova Nishadish Legamre, of which he was ignorant at the time of neder. But here, he was ignorant, didn't he know? He's not stupid. He knew that the neder it would entail a certain minimum of pain, of mental anguish. But, because of his mood, of his kas, so he was ready to sustain that minimum of pain, that minimum of mental anguish. So the one Mandoma says, in Pesach Mecharote, because it's not something that is Nishadish Legamre. So, he knew it. So, how can he be considered as Toyes to Et HaChochem? Had he known, he did know. He didn't know the extent of the mental anguish. He thought that it wouldn't disturb his sleep. And then now he found out that the mental anguish is so great that he hasn't slept for nights. But he knew it's not Dovanis Chadim Gamre. He was oblivious of the extent of the mental anguish. But he knew of it. So the Mele, it's not a good Pesach. And the Mandoma, who says Pesach Mecharote, says, true, he knew that this letter would entail mental anguish. But he thought that it would entail a minimum of mental anguish. And it turned out that it entails a maximum of mental anguish. So it's also the one is Chadish Legamre. This is how he explains it. But the shite of the Ritva is that there couldn't be Het HaChochem on the basis of Charote, per se. The Vandoma who says Pesach in Charote, so it's only if the Charote itself, is used as a Pesach. But this kind of Pesach is a Pesach count. Now, how does the Rambam pass? Now, this Gemara of Pesach Mecharote, in Pesach Mecharote, this Gemara here has to be learned in conjunction with another Gemara, that I desire in the door. I mean, you couldn't understand the Rishonim by just learning this Gemara of Pesach Mecharote without the other Gemara, that I desire. In the door. The first Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, the end of the first line on top. Omar Rabbe, Omar Rove, Omar Rav Nachman, Haloche Nishali Nidorim Eimeit Yechidi Uvalaylo Uvishabes Uvikrevin Vafilhoyolem Pnaim Bidei. Because the Gemara discussed all this. So Rabbi Omar Rav Nachman says the halacha is Nishali Nidorim Eimeit. In other words, now usually, I mean not usually, but when something, when this sits in session, is in session, to litigate a certain matter. So then there must be yeshiva style. Based on the dayonim must sit. The baledin have to stand, but the dayonim have to sit. Now the question is, how about the Torah Sanhedrin? Does the best, the dayonim of the best of a Torah Sanhedrin, the chochem, does he have to sit, or he can be matam nidorim even stand? So haloche nishal nidorim emet, that the chochem can be emet, yichidi uvalayo, even though we don't in balayo, but the Torah Sanhedrin is not a real deed. Uvi shabbos, uvi krevi, vafilo ilu tnayim b'dyei. So Gemara says, "Kasha, Rav Nachman says, Emet, that the Chochem Amata can even be Emet. Vatanya, that's the Gemara, in Erev. Yor, at Rav Gamliel, in the Chameir, when he sat in. He was riding on the Chameir, and then somebody asked him, you know, to be Mater and Eder. So Rav Gamliel descended from the Chameir. When he sat in Yosha, v'hitelei nidrei, so we see that Rav Gamliel had to descend and sit down. He couldn't be matir in eder standing. So the Gemara gives a teretz. Now there are two girsoyes here. The girsa that we have here, which is not the girsa of the Ram, and not the girsa of most Rishayim, is Chayimali Yeltsov HaPesh Chibicharote Mikre Neder Binonu Boye Yune Aruch Yosh. So, but the Ram still said, most Rishayim is the reverse. Ram Gamliel also, what does Ram Gamliel say? That it requires yeshiva. What does Ram Nachman say? It doesn't require yeshiva. It can be Rami. So, Ram Gamliel says that it requires yeshiva. He holds in Pesach in the Chavot. In Pesmao, Elo Tzorich Limtzi Pesach, Mitechaneda, Ufi She Tzorich Liyune, Bipische, Yorad Nechamei, Yav Yosh. In other words, so Ram Gamliel, who says that he requires yeshiva because he holds Charote cannot be used as a ground. What can be used as a ground as a Pesach? Now Charote doesn't require any pondering, any analysis, any Yishubadas, any concentration, any real concentration. Charote, or the data comes and says, tells the best, tells the Dayoni, here's Charote, what is there to concentrate upon? Here's Charote. Of course, he has to know whether it's Charote Nikore or it's just not Nikore. But this doesn't involve any real concentration. So, Mimele, since Ram Gamliel holds that Ein Pesach in Charote, so we have to use it Pesach. So, you have to concentrate whether this is a proper Pesach. Maybe it's Nelet, maybe it's not Nelet. I mean, it's not so simple to decide a Shaila in Pesach. So, it requires you. So, in Mele, it requires Yeshiva. It requires Yeshiva. I saw Mikre Netre Binonu Boyino. It requires a lot of concentration. Our Chayosha. V'Rav Nachman Sovar Pesach in Becharot. Pesach in Charote. Afil Meume. Charote is a simple thing. That's the Ram's Gersa of Moses Hashem. Now, Rav Nachman Sovar in Pesach in Charote. Hilkach Afil Meume. Afil Meume. Now, Rashi, this is the Rashi. This is Gemara. In Erev, that where Rashi explains it in the reverse. In other words, not as the Ram and Moses Hashem say that Pesach in Charote is a kule, and then Pesach in Charote is a chumre. But on the contrary, that Pesach in Charote is a chumre. Pesach in Charote, in other words, the Charote has to be joined to the Pesach has to be joined to the Charote. And Charote by itself is not enough. So Rambali also about Pesach in Charote, the Charote by itself, according to Rashi, in the Yerudah Samadala, Charote by itself is not enough. It has to be joined, Pesach has to be joined to it. So mitrenet rabino nu boi yuni. Auch Yosha, Rav Nachman sovar in Pesach in Charot. Rashi has the girse the way it's now text here. Ein Pesach in Charot. So the Charot does not have to be joined to Pesach. Charot by itself, it doesn't require an iyun. Now, Rashi here in Dori, which is not the Rashi in Erev, So what is Rashi here in Midori? Peisrim b'charote means that Besdin can initiate. So in other words, even if the leader himself does not have charote, but Besdin by delving into his kirches hanefesh will lead him to charote. In other words, the way psychiatrists act, most of the time the psychiatrists do it in a spiritually and morally destructive way, but this is the way they do it. I mean, they lead the patient to certain feelings. So, according to Rashi, the Mandoma who says basically Harota, that means that the best can lead him to Harota, even though the leader himself does not take the initiative in showing remorse. But the Bezin can lead him to Harote. So that requires a lot of concentration. So Pesrim Harote, Mikre Nedre, Binon, Boye Yirle. Viramach Mesovare, Pesrim Harote. So Bezin is not at liberty to lead the leader to Harote. Only the leader comes and he says, that he has charote. So what is there to concentrate upon? If the leader comes and says he has charote, it's a very simple thing. So mele va'afilu mu. All right. Now here, v'rav Nachman shalav peis b'charote hil k'afu mumet v'hu pirish kin Rashi perek ado. Kos v'Rashbo zal. Now the Rashbo had the same pshat in peis b'charote in peis b'charote and it's the Rav. Now it's peis b'charote. Means that charote itself is a sufficient ground, and the piece of charote that charote itself is not a sufficient ground. But because of the Rashbo's out, if you don't become on the piece of charote, keep the mikore, the milse piece of charote, will be in a yeshiv. Afilu lo yischarid, v'yomu tzrichel chazer achapsor psochem v'atirei v'ibay yeshiv. So the Rani is telling the Rashba on one point. The Rashba says, since we pass the Pesach and Charote, so the Bezdin has the authority to be matir on the basis of Charote, and then it doesn't require any real concentration. So even if it turned out that the Neder does not show remorse, and the Bezdin was forced to be matir the Neder on the basis of Pesach, in other words, and the Rashbo shita is that when Pesach is the ground, so then it doesn't have to be coupled with Charote. So then Besdin had to concentrate. So it's still all right to do it Meumet, because since the beginning of the Hatoras Midori did not require Yeshiveh, so even though it turned out at the end that Besdin had to concentrate. And so it doesn't require Yeshiva. In the Ran Israelika, the Ran Shite is, it all depends what the finale is. If the finale is that Bezdin is matter on the basis of Charote, so then it can be done in movement. But if the finale is that Bezdin is matter on the basis of Pesach, then it has to be done in Yeshiva. Alright, so that's a side point. Alright. A side point. I wanted to go over this Gemara. Okay. Now, the Gemara prayer. Daf Chobeis on the base. The first line. Omer Rabbi Baravune kol hakeis afilu shchino yinachshu v'kenegde. Shinema rosho ki geiva ape. Bal yidreish. Ein elikim kol mizmeiso. Rabbi Yom Yemidif doma mishakach talmudei. Umeisif tipshu. Shinema kikaz b'chiksil yinua. Ruchsil yifris velez. Rav Nachma Yitzchok Rabbi Yidua. Shalim eisof nirum mizchi eisof. שנאמר בר חיים או רב פשע, אומר עבד ברב חנינא ילמור איכות ישראל להתלהם לחמיש וחמישי תירו מספר יהושע בלבד, שערכו של ארץ ישראל הוא מי תיימה כברב חוכמו רב כץ. In other words, even though the Nevi, so that's the דבר השם, but why did all these revelations to the Nevi take place? Because the Israelites sinned. But if they hadn't sinned, So I mean, then there wouldn't have been any necessity in making revelations to all the to Yeshaya, to Yirmiyah, to all the Nevi'im. So Mashiachim Sefer Yeshua. So Sefer Yeshua is descriptive of the borders of Eretz Yisrael, and that is also an integral part of the Torah. Is also an integral part of the Torah. So even if the Israelites had not sinned, Sefer Yeshua would have been revealed. Now, with Akama Vikama Aloches, that are mentioned in the Nevi'im. And the Gemara says, Tovo Zeh, Petiras Meshe, Lulomato, and Pichesko Bebuzi Lomato, Vali, Einove Rashi Lechadish Dovo, Elo, Ilchazeg Mirlo. So that means, but that all these aloches are mikulu l'meishem Sinai, so it wasn't necessary to reveal the Nevi'im because of these aloches. Mashiachim ligabe Sefer Yeshua, that the whole Sefer Yeshua is descriptive of the borders of the Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael, so even if the Israelites had not seen, it would still have been revealed. It would still have been revealed. All right. Omar Abbas. Omar Abbas. In his cooking, like in Israel, chutz mikenein ishti nemesi. She gomvo es kisi vishi ikso es bi vinei dashli gomvo vishaloi hikso. Now the Rat, Omar Abbasim, Miskokin le Kein Yisroel, Ho Yisi Sova le Ima, De Afo Gav, De Askin le Kamon, De Asikin le Kamon, De Bishama Yisilo Plidim, Yishayle Bishvu Yeloi, De Kamon, De Yisilo Dambe Yishayle, Rabbasim, So how can we say Miskokin le Kein Yisroel? Rabbasim Oche Koma, Nei, De Yishayle, Mi So true that we still say that there is a tashuah. So that's there. But chatchil enam. Vini neyach. Di bisham al badal mit rabbonon baal mikam. To miyachu dvorei. So that words, if we say that pshat, so then it will follow that even according to Bisilel, mit rabbonon say miskot. So then it will follow that according to Bishamai, so mit rai say miskot. So he says, that's not shy. That's not so. So the Iname really reverts back to the Yisi Sobolim. But he has the kasha. How can we say that? That it didn't according to Bisil Lechatchil not. So then it will follow that according to Bishama in Midraise not, and that's inconceivable. So the answer is, of course, Midraise even according to Bishama it's alright. But Bishama says, that it's not all right, it means Mirabonon. But according to Bishama, I saw Mirabonon, even the Evet, it's not effective. HaTorah Vayishvui. Bezil say, the Evet, HaTorah Vayishvui is effective. But Lechatchile is made. But since it's only Lechatchile, so we mokim Sholem Bayis, there is no Lechatchile. Chutz mikin emishkin emes li shikom veskiz vishik says ni, ni shlikosi, ni shlikom. Kach yagir sabariv anishoiz. V'yikeman d'omar d'toyisi v'neida shelo yikosim v'leshel yikom v'o heicheko omar chutz mekenem ishti v'o nidrei shgogeisu v'asikne l'il v'nitzorech shaylo v'chochen v'amrino l'kamon kishem shenidrei shgogeis mitori kach shvui shgogeis mitori. So there is a girse and he will not say that girse v'neida shelo yikom v'o that he says Kein nicht in eines Lische kommt, wo es kisi. Wie sie ihm says, ni, wie nei, da schon ich komme, wo ich schon ich kosei. So then, der Chochum kann mich matte, was schuhe. Even by Shvuye, but the implication being, but without Shvuye, it's not Muta. So the question is, even without Shvuye, it should be Muta. That's a real Toes, even Shvogeis, because he spelled it out, Shehi, Shi, Shigom. And then it turned out that she didn't steal. So it's certainly Trish Gottes. Avol HaRashbo, you see, so the reason as to why the Ram says Nitrish Gogeis, he doesn't say it's even more than Nitrish Gogeis. Then he himself spelled out that it should only be Osea in Anoye from him if she stole. The answer is, if he had said, Kein Mishkin earnestly, Im Gomro es Kisi, Im Hikso es Ni, then we wouldn't even have to resort to Nitrish Gogeis. Then it's it now. So without recourse to Nitrish Gogeis. But he said, Kein Mishkin earnestly, She Gomro es Kisi. He didn't say Im Gomro es Kisi, but She Gomro es Kisi. So in other words, the Gomro es Kisi is only tam as to why Yasa Danoye. So maybe without the aloche of Nitrish Gogeis, it would be muta. But why do we have to resort to the aloche? Vamun likamon, vansikna liil din so shal lechochem avun likam shi yus gogin toin kash shu yus gogin toin. Avu rashbo zal kosam, de efshe li gasino li, vichit nam maspis in chayigal bin so of shayle, hanin mile beim eyo shi yoy mikei oyo matiru. Avu bimam itvov, ויום הרב על פיכי, בידי תהויו שתלהנו ממנו צורך שייר, ויהוכה במים מתמיים. במים מתמיים. So the Rashbo says, no, we can be gayers. ונדע ש... ונדע שלא יקום בו ושלא יקסו. It's not. And still, it requires את החוכן. So, but when is it Nidrish Gogeis? It's Nidrish Gogeis. If he's not my Lisbon, in other words, if he says that he is my, the intention was to ask that lawyer only if she stole. But if she didn't stole, no. But Mashiach came, suppose he tells us that in his mind he had a kavone to ask that lawyer even if she didn't steal. Even if she didn't steal, but he just mentioned that. You know, that was a good pretense for him in order to save his face. But in his mind, he had the kavanah to Asad Anoye, even if she didn't steal. So then it's not Nitrish Gogeis. And then it requires a bechoche. Why? Even by Shvuye. Because it's all in Bayim. So you chochem can be one. That's the right. That's the Rashba Shiva. Sami, ufi perushe, nire, dechi koma, jim shidi ketao te koma. Shvuye preisei vei, dehave kei nitrish gogeis. Avu huzale de Rashba, afil nimtso shigom vo, Nisha ubatiroi, mishim shum beise, vichi nokat nimtso shuligom vo, lishne masnis nokat, vilav davke vinnia. Now let's see what Tesis says here. In iskokle ken yisroel lechim she nishba, vishim shumayi min iskokle, chutz mikene mishim emes lishigom vo eskeshi yisad liv neidlo shle yikso, vilitzvo loy garas vidal shle yikso, dim kein afil ator namo mipoi, doma kishim shi nidlo shgogis mitoris, kach shvu ishgogis mitoris, el hochi gasino. Chutz mikene nicht in Ernest, visuoi, umayre shu emes shekom vo kise, vishin ikso es blei, de hashle bo yato rasoche, vikoroma, da fiu nishba meke Yisroel, niskokin laatira im shitsoi maiz. Hayi de asoya likami de rabas, omalei, bimai no daot, beuke Yisroel, omalei, Ino darwin muhe shikino baalme. Mis da kinneroch. Hashlo min darwin muhe lekei Yisroel. Muhe da kinneroch. Now, let's see the rabbi. Ino darwin muhe le da kinneroch. Dimue kino lishue, que dice de pior que en caos. Usio le rapace le hatrila y scotle lishue. So, Belekei Israel, now he, we have to hear say, you know, Dalvi Mueshe kino balon de Mizdakinaloch. Mizdakinaloch. Hasbel Dalvi Mueshe el Rekei Israel, loy Mizdakinaloch. But the Rams here say was, you know, Dalvi Mueshe loy Mizdakinaloch. So, Belekei Israel Mizdakinaloch, with me on. Wie kann ich auch sagen, ich noch da, wie ich mich da kennen noch. Klima die Schuhe, die ich will die Schuhe, die Rede nicht kocken. Aber gib mich die Hiske. Ich Hashem, Chomer 2, wie ich nicht kocken. So in other words, it's Mashma, that according to the first girl sing daran, so, ich noch da, wie ich mich da kennen noch, because Mui is kino li shue, so even without Hashem, it's in his kotli li shue. But the question is, how could the Ram say that even without Hashem, so it is, according to the first Kirsay in the Ram, it appears that Ravasi is saying that even without Hashem, Shvui is in Skoki. He's Skoki. But the notion of Ravasi is in Skoki like Israel, without Hashem, why does he say in Skoki like Israel? So it has to be explained in accordance with the Rosh in Shvuis that Shvui by itself is a yad for Hashem. So the Mele, Ravasi says, in his Kotel, like Israel, even Shvui without Shem. Because Shvui, by definition, means Shem. Means Shem. Alright. Rav Kane, equally with Rav Yisi. So Rav Yisi, said to him, Omale, Likle, Marmi. Omale. So Rav Kane said, Loi, more Kulo, it I know. Took his way. He's not going to taste anything, to eat anything. Omalei, loy, more kule loitayimino. So the Gemara assumed that Rav Yitzhe, from Rav Yitzhe, responded, more kule loitayimitalei, so Yom Tso took his way. So he, Nichal Rav Kane, we understand this, why Rav Kane took his way. Because Rav Yitzhe was persistent, in his request that Rav Kane should eat, and Rav Kane didn't want to eat, so maybe he took issue. That was the reason. Sinich Rav Kane domaloi morikule. El Rav Yehi say, Amai omaloi morikule. Why did he have to take issue? Hoche udikom alei. Loi morikule udikam et hilka le time. It's not that Rav Yehi supposed to take issue. But he said to Rav Kane, since you took issue, that you're not going to eat, so of course I'm not going to give you to eat. Rav Yitzhi, if I'm my own more cool, I was glad Rav Yitzhi, which has been Rav Kan, the Lech. Oh, I come, I'm more cool, I'm going to make me up. All right. So, Loi Taim. So, Hilkach Loi Taim, play, day in his call. Oma Robe, Oma Rav Nachman, Hilkhase, Peschim, Becharote, Viniskokin, Lekei Yisrael. Is cooking like Israel. Now let's see the Rav. Omar Rav Amar Rav Nachman who has a basic mecharote and is cooking like Israel. Peirush basic mecharote and Yvineda and Mishuye and is cooking Nam Lechatril like Israel. Veloish no ketchevtze biyodei, that means it's a Torah. Or Eloi no ketchevtze, vafil ki no ketchevtze, is cooking. Do Lechoma no ketchevtze on Yeshuye Zayonim, vayyum amai. Because Shuye b'shem, Yeshuye b'shem. But where is it? Where is the requirement? That is Gabi Shimisayon. But Shimisayon is a human. Avolika Shue Bishemu Bikinu. We have a Gabi Oma Goel, Mandi Shtaba Bismateo, Vasasatibras in a foreign Romans, Lesson in the Cloud. Hadinu, so he says, Hadinu Dine de Gmore, that few Shue is Niskokin in Pesach and Harod, Vinzo Klima in Dor. Our Rabin Hai Goyen Zao, Hermia Vindorim Shalom Liftea Beharod. So from the Russian of the Ram, it's Mashma. From some Rishonim it appears that Rabbi Goyen passed this like that. But from the Russian of the Ram, it's Mashma. It's not that Rabbi Goyen passed this Nikra Divina Digmore like that. That thing basically Mecharoti. But it was a special hunger by Rabbi Goyen because of the Zilzum in Idom. But in the name, we didn't have the Gemara. B'deres ha-kelimim, Rabbi Cohen is made that Pesach l'chaot. That's how it's mashma. From other Rishayim, it's mashma that Rabbi Cohen passes that they Pesach l'chaot. But from the Ranz Moshe, it's mashma, not like that. That Rabbi Cohen also passes that B'deres ha-kelimim, so the Alochem was Pesach l'chaot. But because of the zilzul of people, some mele, Rabbi Goyen was machmir. It's because the Ran says, "Hadin udine v'gmor." The flu is worse than some of the other. It's all Our Rabbi Goyen is our head over and above udine v'gmor. So it's an extra chumre, a special takone by Rabbi Goyen. Because of the special circumstances of zilzul that prevailed. That's how it's mash. Our banner, high grains, our half of the dorim, shall be the Abhawat. The Omar, the Anan, hash. So he again emphasizes. The Anan, hash, the we, because we, it's we, Achsha Dore, Sanan, hash, the Abdinon, Korem, the Ravase Abdinon. The Omar, he hocha material, in Abon, the Dore, Kilima, the Pesach. Avo b'charot eloi. So why was Rabbi Goyen machmir? So it could be explained on the basis because there was a zilzul in God, and then it could be on the basis because all the Shem mentioned that when Bezdin is matter b'charot, so Bezdin must be convinced that the neighbor who says that he has remorse is genuine, that he's truthful. But if Bezdin has misgivings as to whether the neighbor is genuine, then Bezdin should not be matvechavote. So it could be that Rabbi Goyen took notice of the fact that many Jews, many neighbors are not genuine, are not very truthful. So because of that, he was machmir. Danan hashti yavdinum korel ravasa. Domel chokh matlak chavuk tamboni do, it's really Pesach. So then, it is not so easy to deceive Bezdin, you see. Pesach, so if you mention the Pesach, so there is a Pesach. But chavote, it's very easy to deceive Bezdin. How can Bezdin know whether he has remorse or not? How can Bezdin know? So mimele, we are machu. Aber Charot Eloi, lech ne rei bishwe es wo maadu im Zdakinim oklau, le kan mischam ye milse hi bit akante. So, tuchum es Rabbi Goyen mentions. One is that by Midorim we shouldn't be mati now but, yeah, on the basis of Charot. And another chumre is that shwe we shouldn't be mati now even on the basis of Pesach. So one chumri is by Dorim that we're not matter on the basis of Chavot, but on the basis of Pesach we are matter by Dorim, even now, according to Rabbi Goyen. Even now. Because the reason as to why we're not matter on the basis of Chavot is because of the possibility of the deceiving Pesach. But on the basis of Pesach, so then it's not so easy to deceive Pesach. That's the reason. But then there's another chumre now, Rabbi Goyen mentions, we got Yeshua. So first of all, if it does not involve, if it is not necessary, for us here, Shoem ben Shlishte, or Shoem Atzibo, so then we should be matter Shuez, even on the basis of Pesach, and even if it is necessary for Shalom Bayis or Mitzvah or Shalom Misaknesses, so we should only be Mater Shvui on the basis of Pesach where they where it's muchach. Why? Because those psochim, it's possible to deceive. Those psochim. It's possible to deceive them. Aber Ravanosi, Al Gulune Zal, Kosab Shimar, Goyen Zal, Sheikh Meroy Bindoy, Vihiv Shoy Som Shwez, Shel Hatter Isom Afilu the Pesach of Ramitzi, Shel Matir and Isil Pesach, Loy Bicharot, because of him, the Dafki Matoras Hochem Echmir, and for his Baal Yachmir, the Baal Mefa Bim Shomi Bim Edo Bim Shwe, Atkan Divanosidal. So from the Ramitz Mashma, the Tolbi is giving him. So it's not on the basis of the Dinah of Mori, but of Chumre. Because people are not genuine, or because people are mizalzeil in shvuas, but within the Gemara, all the Gemim agree. But you'll see from other Rishonim that they mention the name of certain Gemim that they passed through in Pesach. All right. Mishtabo herod ramachm rav shcheir edol of God. Omalei, so ramachm set a robe, when rav shcheir will come to your house, he's yobel yot ra beil yot. So rav shcheir had an ed. Havle nidrele mish. Also he came to rav nach. He has a tore from rav nach. Omalei, so ramachm set a rav shcheir and the dad adai de hoche, omalei. Adai de hoche. Today, come and see me. And he still answer, Rav Shcheir answer, yes, Yitrit Rav Nachman. Omalei zili kilch, go back to your home. Nofak Rav Shcheir u posach pischa l'nafshi. So the fact that Rav Nachman became angry at him, that was used by him as a pesach. Rebbe Yimir Yisrael derach Yishorosh Yomel Yodom, Kol Shitveres L'Yisrael Yitveres L'Yodom. So what's the pshat in the first one? In other words, what is the Achishor? Something that is agreeable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Leisel. There are two pshat in Leisel, whether it means Leisel, the person who does it, or Leisel has reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And also, if it is agreeable, min order. V'ashvili, k'pat Rav Nachman adayte. So his behavior, Rav Shcheir's behavior was not agreeable to Rav Nachman. It did not conform to this mandate of Tiferes L'Nodo. So Adai did the Hochel L'Nodo. So in other words, had he known that his behavior would be censured by Rav Nachman, would not be agreeable to Rav Nachman, he wouldn't have taken. So that it's all with the Pesach. Vishorel inafsh. Now, the Chiddush HaRashba, I think I once mentioned this Chiddush HaRashba when I discussed the Sheet of the Marit. That I mentioned the Sheet of the Marit. The Marit holds that Mabit Marit that Midaraisa. If the neder has a Pesach, so it's muter even without etachoch. If he only has charote, so then it's only muter on the basis of etachoch. But without etachoch, it's not muter by itself. But if he has a Pesach, so even without etachoch, it's muter by itself. But when do we have to resort to the Reise to the Choche? Only when the ground for the Heter is Charot. But with Chavono, we require Heter Choche even when he has a Pesach. Even if he has a Pesach. So that's the Marit Chiddush. But the Rashbo mentions Ishite that Rashbo himself rejects. That there are some who say, V'hashi Yikrit Rav Nachman Adai to the Choche L'Nadre V'shano L'Nafshe. In other words, he didn't even have to resort to Yetachochem himself. So, it was mutter to be either Rav Neda. But the question is, so the Rashbo, the Chiddush HaRashbo rejects that. Because Yahweh rejects it. He says, so in other words, it requires Benson, Chachmumche, or Gimlegetes, not that he by himself. So the answer is, this droshe, I mean, that shit is a Rishayim agrees with the Marit. So it holds that this droshe, Alachir Mechole, but we have to resort to the Heter Machirim of Gimlegetes or Chachmumche. So that is reference only to Harot, but Pesach, so it's toys. This is what the Chite holds, but the Rashba rejects the Chite. So how does the Rashba explain Shor and Afshe, not that he was just a Heter by itself. It means without Heter Shleishon. It means that he used it as a Pesach, and then he asked Bezen and Shoshleisho to be matter. Rabshim Barebe Havle Nidale Mish Osli Kamei the Rabbono. Omali, the Tata Daito Oche, Omari, Daito Oche, Kamezini. So, and he still said that in spite of all these new circumstances, he would still would have taken a letter. But the Chachomim tried to discover for him in Pesach what he didn't cooperate. Reb Shimon bar Rebbe. Vav mistare rabonam mishim shel mitule from son to sheik mitule mishim shel. Omale bitnis breda b'shol ben bitnis. Mi no dar. So he addressed himself. Bitnis. Addressed himself to Reb Shimon bar Rebbe. If you had known that that would entail so much exhaustion for the Chachomi, would you have taken an Eder? Amaloi, we shall be. Rabbi Yishmoel and Rabbi Yisi have a leader of the mission, also the Kamei the Rabbonon. Amaloi, no doubt that I did the Ochre, Amaloi. No doubt that I did the Ochre, Amaloi. Kamazini, many times, King Gehose, so there was an Amoretz, a certain Londoner. Because there are many stories in the Gemara about Londoner who were very unfair and harsh and abusive towards the Chachon. So given the Habe, I mean, that does not negate the laundry profession as a profession. Chaim Mendelovich, Olva Sholem, was a laundryman. But many laundrymen in the Gemara so were Seinei Chachon. So Kim Dechose, Ahu Katzre, this laundryman, to be Steiner Aron, the Chachonim, were in pain, had anguish, Machye Biuchle di Katzre. So he took the implements, you know, the implements that the laundryman uses, and he assaulted the Chachomim with it. I mean, he apparently was a real Sinai Chachmei Yisrael. So, Omar, Adaite Dimoch Likatzre, Loi Nadre, Vishar Yol Nafshi. So then he said, had I known that my neder would entail so much humiliation and abuse for the Chachomi, because if not for his neder, so this wouldn't have happened. So, Bishayo Nafshi, so it uses it. Omale Rabache Mediftu Rabine, Hai Neredu, Dilimosi Kataite, Dimochele Katzre. The Chachomim of Chableza hold, and we pass for the Chachomim of Chableza. Omalei, so this is really the Mokia for the Shita of Moshe Rasheni. For the Shita of Moshe Rasheni, that only a Neile Cheni Motsu cannot be used according to the Chachomim of Chableza as a Pesach. But in Eilat Amotzu, yes. In other words, we have to explain the Gemara According to the Rishonim, we say that no neilet can be used as Pesach. It seems to be a Gemara Meforeshes. All right, this is separate again. V'tiyone pislam neilet omalei haylav neiletu v'shriche afikura dimtzar rabot. In other words, so that it seems that the Chachmei Yisrael were subjected to so much humiliation from certain Amei Oretz that it was a very predictable thing that an Amoret, that some Amoretz would hit the Chachomim with a certain utensils. So it is a Nila Damotzo. Dbisa da Abaye Havra Uprat. Hu Amar Mikrivoi that he suggested one shidach for his relatives, and he only claimed that the daughter should be married to her relative. Omalo, so he said to her, Titzara anosi aloch bi avorta datoy, uminzeves likreiboch, azles v'yobarat al baite, v'yitzer likreib, osu likamid rabi yisev, Omale, you will have your dad be a part of Daitoch, who means a little bit even be a dart. Omale, Rabishal Yerabiz. So the Gemara is Kashi, Mishore. This is using the Neder itself as the Pesach. In other words, because, so the Havamin of the Gemara was that something, an extraneous circumstance, can be used as a Pesach. But not the neder itself. Here, what was used as a Pesach? In other words, if Abaye had known that she would be Eivir, that she would be Eivir al Ritzene, so then he wouldn't have taken that neder. But that was the very purpose as to why he made that neder. In other words, so if the circumstance, if the circumstance is imminent in the neder itself, so the Gemara and the Havamin assumed it cannot be used as a Pesach. So the Gemara says, no. Hey, v'nechus, v'atani, ma'ise, v'yodom echot, so, she'echot, so v'nechus, she'hi v'rasishtim v'al yisrego, v'yom v'al daite v'ol yisrego, u'bo v'fnei rabbi yisi, omo. So v'nechus, שהיא תרסיש תנוואו איזה רגו, ויאמר על דייט תנוואו איזה רגו. הוא בוא לפני רבי יסי, אומר לה, יביאו לו יסי ידיע שיבר איזה דייט חו, ויהיו לו רגו, כלום ידע אותו, אומר לה, בואי, ויתיר רבי יסי. So even if the circumstance is imminent, in the nether itself, so it can still be used as a Pesach.
We discussed several shotting in Pesach Mecharote, in Pesach Mecharote, the Ram's Pshat, and Rashi Nidorin's Pshat, Rashi in Erevin's Pshat, the Rabbi Yosef Pchir Sheir's Pshat. Now, we didn't mention the Shiltes Pshat. I mean, there is a very long Nitziv and that Shiltes. And Parsha Vayetze. So the Shiltes discusses this thing. Now he mentions the Gemore Tafayin Zayin in Idori. Whether a Torah Idorin can be done by Mumed while the Chochem is Eimed, or it can only be done by Yushev, if the Chochem or the Gimel Et Yeite is Ayesh. So there are two Gersoyes in the Gemara. It all depends what the Pshat is. According to the Gersoy of the Ram, the Rashba, most Rishonim, so Ram Gamliel holds that it requires by Yushev, because Ram Gamliel holds that in Pesachim Becharote, so it requires Pesach, and Pesach involves Iyun, so when Mele is standing, there cannot be real concentration. And Rav Nachman, who says that it can be done by Umed, he holds that pays him becharotes, so mainly he doesn't require any yield. Now then there is a machlekes, that's the girl of most Hashem. And but Rashi in Idorim and Rashi in Erevim, they agree as just the hefech, because they have a different pshat in Pesachim Charoti. So Rashi in Idorim is geiris that Ram Gamliel holds Pesachim Charoti, and Rav Nachman holds Ein Pesachim Charoti. Now then there is a machleket between the Ram and the Rashbo. Now if we say Pesachim Charoti, so according to the Ram and the Rashbo's gears, so then HaTorah Nidorim can be done even by Meumet, because Charote doesn't involve an Iyun. So the Ranshit is, so when can it be done by Meumet if the Chochem is Matir on the basis of Charote? So then he doesn't have to concentrate, so he can even do it standing. He can be Matir Neda. But if there is no Charote and the Het Chochem is based upon Pesach, so then even according to Rav Nachman, it requires yeshiva sadayon. It requires yeshiva. The Rashbo is chet. Now the Shiltes in Parsha Vayetze mentions this Gemara, but there is a slight variance in the gears. All right. Now the Loshna Gemara. Now you have to turn to the Gemara Daf Ayin Zayin. Omar Rov veOmar Rav Nachman, Daf Ayin Zayin Omer Beis, the second line. Halochen nisholim lidorim eimei yechidi valaylo v'shabes v'krem v'afilu hoyolem pnaim b'dei eimei v'atanya yorad v'ngamlil v'nachameya v'nisate v'yosha v'italei nidrei. So the Ran's Girsi is not the way it appears here. Rav Gamliel sovar eim peisrim b'charote mikal nidre b'inon u'boi yune ahoche yosha. Rav Nachman so var peisrim b'charote v'afilu meumet. Or let's say Rashi, Gil says the way it's in our text. Rav Gamliel so var peisrim b'charote, but Rashi's pshat is what it means peisrim b'charote, that the chochem is at liberty to initiate the matter and to lead him into the charote. So that requires concentration. So memele boyiyune. Rav Nachman Sovar, in Pesachim Becharote. So in other words, the Chochem is not at liberty to initiate the matter. All the Chochem can do is to hear that the Sheel expresses his remorse. So that doesn't require any union, any concentration. So, Vafilamum. All right. So the Girsi is, Rav Gamliel Sovar, Pesachim Becharote, Mikre Nitro Binon, Uboi Yino. The Shiltes and the Aloches Deiles, they both have the same Girse as the Ram, which is the Girse of Moshe Rasheni. Ram Gamliel Sovar Ein Pesachim Charote. But whereas according to the Ram, the Girse is Mika Nidre Bino Uboi Yune, let's see the Shiltes. In Parashat Vayetze. You see, according to the Ram and the Rashbo, and probably most Rishonim, the Kasha of the Gemara was only in respect to Eimed, even though Rav Nachman mentioned several halachas. Halacha nishol nidorim Eimed, yechidi, ubalaylo, uvishabes, ubikrevi. So all these halachas are based upon the premise that HaTorah Nidorim is not Maise Bezen. It's not Maise Bezen. Because if it had been Maise Bezen, so it couldn't take place Balayloi, and it couldn't take place Bekreving. So all the aloches of Rav Nachman, all the specific aloches of Rav Nachman, are based upon the premise that it's not Maise Bezen. But the Kasha of the Gemara is, according to the Ram, only from one specific aloche, Eimed. The Gemara doesn't ask any kashes against Rav Nachman's other aloches, that Balailo, that Bekreivim, The Gemara only asks against one specific item. That is, that it can, that Atoras Nidorim can take place being it. The Chochem doesn't have to sit down. But as far as Lailo and Krevim, the Gemara doesn't ask. Because there is no inconsistency between Rav Nachman's din and Rav Gamliel's din insofar as Lailo and Krevim are concerned. The only inconsistency is in regard to Amit. But from the Shultes it's mashma that the Kashi is not only in respect to Amit, in respect to all the specific halochas that Rav Nachman mentions, Lailo, Krevim. So, Bram. Zorich mau, lafure nidre, yochid mumche iname korev, iname mumed, iname belailo. So that's the shayla. Kim di zorich hochem havele kidine, vidine mi yuchev, dichsiv, so it's maise bez, vayeshev meishel ishpite saom. So maise bez requires yeshivas that ayon. Veheche, oh, ויחד למסכו בימו מאלוי מסכו בלילה שנאמר ויהויו ביהם אנחיל יסבונו ויוחד נם אלוי תתנן דין מומנת בשלישו. So then he says ויקורב נם אלוי דכסיב לא יומסו בסלבוני מה לדין אהן אלוי אפורס נידורים לשבוע אהן אלוי. So it's one shayla in respect to Amit, in respect to Krevim, in respect to Lailah. And the shayla is one, whether it's considered din, where it's maise bez. If it is din, then lailo cannot take place. But lailo, it cannot be done on the krevim, it cannot be done by mumet. Mumet. Oi dilmo kim dehu mishal eloi nidre umichrat eloi eloi shviose chochamat eloi. The Omer Rabbi Yechanan, a chochamate klum, elo bacharote, vihivn dehu mechret, lomo leitzderuche lechocham. So lomo leitzderuche lechocham, mishim doshen chachom im arpe. So, hilkach, loidome leidine, vichulin shapidome. Oh, no, it's not, it bears no analogy to a din. Because Rabbi Yechanan says, "In chochom mataklum, elo b'charot." V'chim du mechret, so lomo leistruch el chocham. So he's explaining it. The Gemara itself is explaining it. How can we say that it's not a din? If it's not a din, so why do we need a chochom altogether? So the answer is, even though it's not a din, we still have to resort to date. Of Yechochem, because Moshe Chachom in Marb, he will chesel idlom elidine, v'chul in Shabbatome. So in Mele, it's all right. Beimed, it's all right. Belaylo, it's all right. Bekreim, Toshma, the Oma, Rove, Oma Rav Nachman, Haloche, Mefirin Nidorim, Miumed, Vechidim, Belaylo, Bekreim. Al Melaf Kedine Dom. It's not it. V'otanye, Yorad, Rav Gamliel. So the Gemara says, "Sovar in Pesachim Charot," that Ram Gamliel holds in Pesachim Charot. So in this, he has the same gears as the Ram in Pesachim Charot. So to our gears is Sovar in Pesachim Charot. Mikronid Rebinon uboyune, but he has Gamliel Sovar in Pesachim Charot. V'chochamudok nidre v'havelei kidine. Not instead of Uboye Yune, so he says, since in Pesachim B'charote, V'chocha Mudoka Nidre, V'havelei Kedine, so it's din, it's Maise Bez, it's din. Rav Nachman Sovalot Rav Yude, V'omar Pesachim B'charote, V'lo Yave Kedine. Here Rav Nachman says, Pesachim B'charote, V'afil Mumet, here the Gemara says, in our text. But he says, Rach Nachman Sova Pesachim Charote, V'loi Havikidine. V'loi Havikidine. V'lo Shin Chachomi Marpe Balmeu. So he just Marpe.
So the Nitziv points out the Hamikshail, in the Hamikshail, Vilchazikal Nach. Vilchazikal Nach. So the Nitziv points out that there is a fundamental difference between the Shilta's Pshat in the Gemara and in the Ram's Pshat in the Gemara. According to the Ram, so the whole Kasha of the Gemara relates to one item, namely the movement. But according to the Shiltes, it relates to all the halachas that Rav Nachman says. And it's one question. So Memele, the Gemara is saying that according to Rav Gamliel, that is Sorech Miyushet, because it's Din. It's not just Loshen Chachomim Marape. So it's Din. If it's Din, so Memele, it cannot be done by Umet, and it cannot take place by Lailo. According to the Ram, even Rav Gamliel would concede that it can take place by Lailo. It can take place by Krayim. But according to the Shiltes, no. According to the Gamliel, just as it cannot be done, it cannot be done, miumet, it requires yeshivas tadayonim. So it requires yei. So it's din. And it cannot be done by craving either, according to Rav Gamliel. But we pass like Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman holds Peisrim b'charote. If Peisrim b'charote, so then it's not din. It's only an inyan of Loshen Chachomim Marpe. Of Loshen Chachomim Marpe. So since it's not din, so it can done be mumed, and it can be done by Lailo, and it can be done by craving. So that's the difference. Now, the Hamid Shaila mentions a remarkable pshat in the Shiltes, the pshat of Rabbi Foyle Shapiro. And then he mentions also the Alochas Deles. Now, the Alochas Deles, there is a slight variance in the Loshen of the Alochas Deles and the Shiltes, because the Shiltes just says, Rav Gamliel sovarim peisrim charote v'chochamudo kanidre v'havalekidine. Havalekidine. In our Gemara it says, Mikre nidro b'inon uboyina. Havalekidine, our Gemara, our text does not have. But the text of the Shiltes has the expression havalekidine. But boyiyune he doesn't have. The Halachas Deles says both. Boyiyune and havalekidine. וכן כוסו באגור הרזדלס. רם גמליל צובר עם פייסרים בחרותי. חוכום הוא דיור קל לנדרה. והבו לי כדינה הוא בו יוני. רב נחמן סו. So in other words, the Shiltes doesn't have the expression בו יוני. Our text has the expression בו יוני, but doesn't have the expression הבו לי כדינה. The Shiltes has the expression הבו לי כדינה, but doesn't have the expression בו יוני. The Halachas Hasdeles has both expressions. Now, so he mentions a remarkable pshat, but it's a little complicated. I'm going to mention the pshat of Rabbi Foyle Shapiro, but I just want to point out that it can be explained in a different way too, the Shiltes. In other words, that the Shiltes holds that If we say that it cannot be done by Lila, and it cannot be handled by craving, and it cannot be done by humid, so then it means that it's Maise Bez. Hetanidorim is Maise Bez. It's Maise Bez. Now, so the Gemara, according to the Shiltes, the Gemara is saying, according to Rav Gamliel, who holds in Peisrim b'charote? In Peisrim b'charote. So that means that charote is not a ground for Atoras Nidorim. But what is a ground? The sole ground for Atoras Nidorim is Pesach. So what does it mean, Pesach? Pesach means it becomes tois. Limafreya, it becomes tois. And so it's not. So certain things are tois. So the question is, why doesn't it
become toys without a tachochem? The answer is, in order to become toys without a tachochem, so then it must be such a Pesach that there is an umden in the muchach. But if it is the kind of a Pesach that is not an umden in the muchach, but he, in his own individual mind, tells us that he wouldn't have taken the neder had he known of this and this circumstance. But as far as the average person is concerned, so he could have taken the neder in spite of this circumstance. So that's not toyes. That's not toyes. What is considered toyes in Kol HaTorah Kula, let's say in Kinyonim? So let's say if somebody buys a behemoth and then he finds out the behemoth at the time of the purchase had a mum, had tuberculosis. So the average person wouldn't have bought it. That's toyes. But let's say like the psochim that the Gemara mentions. So these, now let's say the Pesach that was used by Kalba Savua, it's a Gemara Tafnun Midori. Kalba Savua, when Rabbi Akiva married his daughter Rochel, so he was Mater Anoi. His Mater Anoi. And then when Rabbi Akiva came back with thousands of Talmidim, and Kalba Savua found out that Rabbi Akiva is such a Talmid Chochem, so he came to Bezen, he asked Tatori. So what was the Pesach? Had he known that Rabbi Akiva would become Talmid Chochem, he wouldn't have made that neder. So the Rishonim ask, it's Neilat, so they say it's Neilat Amotzo, whatever the reason is. So that is not Toes, but through Et HaChochem it becomes Toes. Through Et HaChochem it becomes Toes. So Mimele, it requires, so Ram Gamliel, so Varim Pesim Harote. So V'Chochem Udera Kanidre. So it's not a toys by itself. In other words, there has to be a psag bezdin that it's toys. So it requires maise bezdin. Because it's not a regular toys by itself. In Kol HaTorah Kula, it wouldn't be a toys. But here, because he tells bezdin that had he known that Rabbi Akiva would become an Talmid Chochem, so then he wouldn't have taken it. So then bezdin can declare it as a toys retroactively, as a toys. So the psag bezdin retroactively makes it into a neder b'toyes. So it requires a psag bezdin. If it requires a psag bezdin, so all the halachas that apply to ma'ase bezdin apply to HaTorah's Nidorim. So it cannot be done miumet, because psag bezdin requires yeshivas adayoni. It cannot be done miumet. Psag bezdin requires yeim, and psag bezdin cannot be done by craving. Cannot be done by craving. This is Rav Nachman Sovel Kreb Yud, the Omar Peisrim Becharoti. Vile have kidine, vilo shechachomim, marpe be'al mehu. So what's the pshat? So we can say that the pshat nishiltes is, if charote by itself, charote miikore by itself, is a ground, so then it's not that the psag bezdin is accurate. It's not that the psag bezdin is accurate. But it's a halohe that the neder becomes nekalim afreya as a result of the charote miikore of the neder. But so then you can ask, so even without gimlet yedes, even without echochem, so let it become bottle mafreya as a result of the charote miikore of the neder. So the halacha is the kzeras hakosuf of liyache dvor who ain't meichal av achirim meichilim lei. So implies that it has to be nizbarer, that the chocham, the yochid mumche, or the gimel het yeteis, have to be mivarer, have to verify that he has charot. Otherwise, I mean, how do we know that there's chalat? So it has to be verified by someone that there's chalat. Who has to be mevareret? Either Yochid Mumche or Gimel Adetis. So it's only a biro. So it's like the Eides Likimadov, Biderach Moshe, Biderach Dimyen. I mean, it has no Shaykhes, but Biderach Dimyen. Now we have Aloche of Indova Shebeavo Pochas Mishnayim. So I'm Kaddish Bidecho de Cheshin Likdushov. So that's Likimadov. So what does it mean, Likimadov? Likimadov doesn't mean that the observation of the eating of the Kedushin, that validates the Kedushin. No. In other words, there has to be a birur of eating in order to validate the Kedushin. If the Kedushin cannot be nisbarer by eating, so then the Kedushin is null and void. So, that's why HaMikadish Bidechot, even though they are both made, the Mikadish and Kodeshes are made, and there is no shaila that the Kedushin happened, but as long as it cannot be nisbarer al de'edim, so the Kedushin is null and void. So the halacha there of Likim Adover is that the Kedushin, in order to be validated, must be nisbarer al de'edim, must be capable of being nisbarer al de'edim. But if they are edim, so who affects the Kedushin? The edim affect the Kedushin. The Baal affects the Kedushin. Who is the Mikadish? The Baal. But if the Baal is Mikadish the Isha, and the Amo Eidim, then